Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy tonight with the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard, and we certainly hope we got something down the information highway that will be an inspiration and a blessing to your soul and your mind and your strength. We know that in the last days, perilous times will come, times of confusion, times of unrest, great distress among wars and rumors of wars, and all these things that are collectively coming together in the last days to give us indication that we are now in the times of the gathering of the house of Israel. Now, what do we mean by the gathering? The Bible is clear that the Father is sorting. It's like the net that went down into the sea and brought up every kind of species that could be imagined in the ocean. And there, the angels, who are those who will assist in separating, if you will, the fishes or the sheep from the goat analogy. And so then we are now in the process of choosing. Now, what does the word choosing mean in relationship to having anything to do with the effect of the scriptures? Well, let me show you exactly what it really means by the power of the word. Now, remember, the Bible says that they who will not keep the law of Yahweh. Now, what is this law? This is not a handwritten ordinance law of the Levitical priesthood covenant where 614 commandments were written, although they weren't anything wrong because Christ said, all that the Pharisees bid you do, he said, that you do, that you observe and do, but do not after their works because they say, and do not. So the Father's not looking for a hearer of the law. He's looking for a doer. Now, what are the laws? Remember Hebrews 10:16. I will, saith the Holy One of Jacob, Israel, Yahweh, Yeshua, in a flesh body, I will write my laws into your hearts. Will I put them, and you shall be to me a people, and I will be your mighty one. Now, Deuteronomy is where we're going to begin our text in chapter 11 of verse 26 with part 3 of Inside the Sacred Circle. Now, we're talking about the establishment of integral workings of the Spirit. The Bible said, whoso will order his conversation aright, him will I show the covenant of God. Now, before you can be shown the integral covenant, you've got to be inducted into the inter-sanctum or the inter-circle or into the kingdom, if you will, and expand and broaden your viewpoint, inducted into the kingdom. Now, you say, well, I chose Christ, and I had my name applied to to the Lamb's book and glory to God this and glory to God. And you can pass land and sea and you make one proselyte and you make them two, four more the child of hell than they were to begin with. Because see, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot choose Christ unless he chooses you. Now that's why that I said many are called, but few are chosen. Now, you're not in that authorization zone of the inner circle to be chosen. You present yourself just like Cain presented himself in Genesis chapter 4. Remember that in Genesis chapter 4, we discover in 3:14 Genesis to be exact, that there was a curse put upon the father of Cain. Now, Deuteronomy 11:26, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Now, remember, Cain had before him a blessing and a curse. Does that mean that the blessing was for Cain? No, it never was. You say, well, that means then that God has respect of persons. No, he has respect to, not of. You see, Cain could only do that which was within him. And in John 8:44, the Bible said Cain was a murderer from the very beginning. Just like Judas Iscariot was a devil from the very beginning and plotted to turn state's evidence. And we've talked about that in the inner sanctum circle of part one and part two. Now we're going to include Cain and incorporate him into the mystery here and show you the difference between the blessings to those that's chosen and the cursings to those that's rejected. Remember, though, the Bible says, they that are cursed are not to be rejected. Briars and thorns and such like. Cain was a murderer, and his father was a murderer. You see, Satan, the mighty one, when he fell through transgression by breaking the commandment, the law of the mighty eternal one, Yahweh, when he went against the order and defied the order not to procreate and to bring after his kind, because you see, angels can bear, they have the privilege, they have the freedom, but they were given a special code of ethics to walk upright, and the Bible said Satan walked upright until. This is the $64 question between blessing and cursing, and I'm going to get into the mechanics of how it operates, how you can take back your power by creating a sacred circle to stand upon, to offer up acceptable prayers. Remember, the Bible said you have not because you ask not. Now, let me repeat that. You have not because you ask not. Well, is that the end of the scripture? No. It continued. That means that anybody that asked could get it. So then the Father devised a way of, if you will, a secret plan, if you will, a inside the sacred circle revelation to those who are worthy, because those who are not worthy will not eat and drink at his table. You have not because you ask amiss. Now there is where it separates the chaff from the wheat, the men from the boys, and the girlies from the ladies, so to speak. Now if you're on milk, you're not going to grasp the depth and the comprehensionable instructions that comes from the inside the sacred circle, because the Bible said he spoke in parables and taught his disciples privately. We've got a lot of things that we don't teach publicly simply because they are for the sheep. They're not for public consumption of those who would be our enemies, and we've got many of those out there, and so have you. If you are a child chosen and qualified and justified and glorified and predestinated from the foundation of the world with your name on the Lamb's book by he that wrote it. Not some preacher that says you've accepted Christ because you confessed him with your mouth, and usually they confess a false name when they do that. So they add insult to injury. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, I set before you a blessing and a curse. Deuteronomy, again, 11:26. A blessing, now here's the key. Now, a blessing and a curse is set before us. And who would he set that blessing for? He would set it for the house of Jacob, Israel, if. Now, this is a conditional blessing. You say, well, salvation is not conditional. And I agree with that. But obedience to the form of doctrine to separate the chaff from the wheat. You see, the Father put a certain set of guidelines knowing that a tree would be known by its fruit. If you're a good tree, you'll bring forth the fruits of the conditions of the Bible. And if you are a bad seed, you're going to, although you're going to appear righteous and you're holier than all get out, because you see, the children of darkness, being wiser than the children of light, go all out to win salvation or to gain salvation or to work out salvation on a condition that they have to do something to earn it. Christ said, my sheep hear my voice. Now, you may have heard a strange voice. That's why probably, perhaps, that you have never been comfortable in a church. Oh, you hear those things that make you sad, make you glad, make you happy, make you cry, make you shout, make you doubt, make you pout, make you angry, make you joyful. All these are the spectrums of those who are in control of your spiritual instructions to gain the emotion of a carnal man. Because Paul said, if I tell you spiritual things, you believe me not. And Christ said, how can you, being evil, know that which is good? And so then a good tree will bring forth good fruit. It's in a blooded, adaptable bloodline identity of genetics. In other words, I'll give you an example. A thoroughbred blue blood from the bluegrass state of Kentucky, long noted for its thoroughbreds, fast horses. These are bred exclusively by royal bloodlines. They are guarded zealously, protected by, if you will, birthright patents on the genetic code, and the stud services of these great studs that run or breed off or have offspring, and they breed the genetics of the ability to run. You don't have to really instill the instincts in a thoroughbred racehorse to run. He'll run by instinct. When he's almost a week old, he can gallop across the fields at breakneck speed, being a young foal. Long legs, bred for exclusively high speed upon the racetracks, and horse racing is one of the profitable sports for those who are and can afford these expensive breeds to race. They run by instinct. Now, of course, you have to train them to endure if you want to go the long extended races beyond their natural ability. Just like any athlete, they must train to condition, but the instinct is already there to run. And so it is with the sheep, but it is lacking in the goat. The goat has a nature about him that he always says, I know it says that, he's ever learning, but never able to come to the full knowledge of the truth of the inner circle, where the revelations come to those who are on meat and not on milk. For they that are on milk are unskillful in the word of God. Now, call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy's on the air. We'd like to address as many as we can tonight, and we hope the reception where you're at is coming in adequate. We're storming here in the area, and so we hope that you're tuning in 5070 Christian Radio around the world tonight on 5070 with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. So we're delighted to have you in here. I'd like to make a few announcements, because when I start preaching and teaching, I get so carried away that sometimes I forget to bring about the menu and the schedules of the things that we have to announce to you. So let me get this out of the way. My good friend, Brother Dan up in Ohio, has offered a book of poems. Now, this book of poems I have found very interesting and very prophetic. Now, I want you to have this book. If you will just simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'll simply ask for the book, The Dragon Slayer, a book of poems, I think you'll enjoy it. And it is written in such a way that I believe Dan was inspired, maybe not even knowing it, but you know when you write something and then you go back and look at it, you really are amazed. I know that some of the things that are revealed to spiritual people, most of the people that they're revealed through don't even realize the context or the content or the importance of what they've said, and it becomes, if you will, prophetical. Things that are to come and great things of wisdom and knowledge. So just write for the book, The Dragon Slayer, a book of poems, a small book of poems by Brother Dan, and I believe that you'll be blessed for having this book. Again, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824, and the Post Office Box is 2284. Now, also, I'm going to be going to the great state of Mississippi. I'll be in Natchez, Mississippi, for a meeting with the home folks of Natchez, Mississippi. And if you live in that area and you're able to attend, then call Pastor Buddy and I'll give you a time when I will be in Natchez, and that's going to be perhaps within the next month that I'll be in Natchez, Mississippi. And also, I'm going to Monroe, Louisiana on the same tour. We're having a series of meetings. So if you are in the Monroe, Louisiana area and like to attend the meetings, where I'll be giving a series of meetings and teaching on many various subjects of interest, and we believe that'll be a blessing to you and your family. We are a family-oriented people. We have children, and we raise our children. We try to raise them righteously and by the biblical instructions of the Word. And so we are a family-oriented ministry. Bring your children. They'll be safe and sound. They won't hear anything out of line with the Scriptures. They will hear only the Word expounded in ways that perhaps you, as a parent, have never heard things expounded since you've been seeking the path of wisdom. And as we call it in tonight's series, the inner circle of wisdom. Now, Christ said here also for us to be stewards of what has been given us. We have a responsibility to share and to give to others. And ladies and gentlemen, it is so wonderful to have so many of you contact, call, write, or pledge support to the Shepherd's Call. Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack and myself and the Shepherd's Call team, we have a network of people around the area. We do have our website on a bigger website. We got a new website, and I'd like to give you my website tonight. You can actually call me or contact me through this website. My number is there. Also, my email number is there if you'd like to contact me through the computer. If you'd like to look at our website and go up and search around, we have some links to some materials that you might find interesting, and we have some articles there that you might find interesting. So all you got to do is go to www.pastorbuddy.com. That's www.pastorbuddy.com. That's all you need to get our website. And we will correspond with you through email if you'd like to contact us and you have means to contact us through internet connection. Well, that is our website, pastorbuddy.com. That's all you got to have in lowercase. And you should get on our website. If you're having trouble, give me a call and we'll send it to you by just dropping us your email and we'll be glad to get it out to you. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 27, a blessing if you obey the commandments of your eternal one, which I command you this day. Now, listen to that. A blessing if. Now, these blessings are conditional. You say, well, I know there was a catch to it. Glory to God. And if it don't come easy, I don't want it. I want to go where they tickle my ears, and I want to go where that they got the biggest crowd. Glory to God. And they have the biggest suppers. Sister reminded me and her and her husband was talking the other night, and she reminded me that some of these bell boxes offer a lot of conveniences for you to, you know, like daycare centers and all these modern conveniences and the hamburger suppers and hot dog suppers down in their cafeteria-styled mansions of stone and glass. And it's very impressive what the Christian church around the world has done. But have they denied the truth of the inner circle of the revelation? Have they paid the price? Do they know the way in? Now, listen again. Verse 28. A curse if you obey not the commandments of the Mighty One, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day and go after other gods which you have not known. Did you know that most of the Christian church will go after three gods, not one? That's a curse in itself. Did you know that your God does not know another God? I'm talking about the eternal one. Now, God is a generic term. It shouldn't even be in the Bible, and it's not really. If you actually spell God backwards in relationship to English, as opposed to right-left Hebrew, if you go left-right, then, if you reverse it, you've got a problem here. It's dog. Well, we're going to talk about dogs tonight, and the obeyment of the commandments. Remember, it wasn't meant to give the meat to dogs, but dogs desired the crumbs from the table. Did you know that in the blessing and the cursing, that the dogs were allowed to eat after the stranger in the field? The beasts of the field were added to eat after the stranger. So this is what dogs mean. And so then this is in line with the blessing and cursing. Remember now, I read you in Deuteronomy, which is where we're going to begin our text. We're going over to Deuteronomy, again, chapter 27, and we're going to see how we engage the ability to bless and curse. Now, of course, these blessings and cursing, if a blessings is for Israel, then the curses would have to be Israel, because you have a woe pronounced upon you if you obey not. You have a blessing pronounced upon you if you obey, and that's only fair. So the blessings are to Israel, and the cursings are to Israel. Isn't that strange? Now, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I thought the curse was upon the wicked ones. Well, it was. That's a permanent curse. You see, you can have a temporary curse upon you. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2 said, if you will not hear, and that's talking to the two foreign about the house of Israel. If you will not hear, O house of Israel, if you will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already. Have you ever felt that you're blessed? You eat good, you drink good, you sleep good? But everything that you do that seems to be a blessing turns out to be a stressful curse. You don't have any peace doing it. You're in hot water all the time. You just get in far enough with a blessing to get a curse out of it, and you're defeated on every turn. You don't have any contentment at all. Remember, Paul said godliness with contentment is great gain. In other words, to be spiritually minded is life and peace, but to be carnal minded is cursing and death. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 29, it shall come to pass that when Yahweh, your eternal one, hath brought you into the land where you go to possess it. We're going to go. We're there in, actually in Deuteronomy 27, we're there where Moses took them into the land. Here is a prophetic utterance in 11 Deuteronomy where that they were to instructed when they go into the land, it shall come to pass in the land where you go to possess that thou shalt put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim and the curse upon Mount Ebal. Put a curse on Mount Ebal and a blessing on Mount Gerizim? Yes, that's what he's saying. Now, where does these cursings and blessings originate? It originated right off the inner circle, right off the sacred circle, right off the altar that was in a shape of a circle, and all altars are built in a circle. They had a circle, which at Gilgal, the fourth chapter of the book of Joshua, Yahshua in Hebrew, instructed them to put the stones in a circle and to write upon the stones the name of the children of Israel and the laws that they were to obey, a blessing if you obey and a curse if you don't. Now, what about those curses that can be extended outside that sacred circle to those who oppose the working or the nation or the people or the causes of the house of Israel? Is it possible? Yes, it is. And that's what it's for. Remember Balaam in Numbers 22? Remember that he was hard to curse Israel? And that those who knew the abilities to curse, and you see your children of darkness being wiser than the children of light, they have already collected the wit and the wisdom and the abilities to enslave, and that's where the new world order is coming in. I've talked about that for the last 6 months, of the dangers of the encroachment of the unholy sacred circle. Now, there's a holy sacred circle to defy the evil. There is a cursing crew that can come on and break the curses that's been placed upon Jacob Israel by an enemy have done this. Remember the tares that was sowed among the children of light? These tares were from the bloodline of the snake or the serpent, Satan, the child of darkness. Remember, he was perfect until. Remember, Israel is blessed until they break the commandments. They're cursed if they do. Even their prayers become an abomination if they fail to do these things. It's written within the text, rightly divided. Now, we're not talking about all these divers worship and carnal ordinances and things that they try to get you richly into. And then here comes along the Christian church. Oh, we don't have to do that no more. We don't have to do that no more. The Christian church don't have to do nothing, they think, but wait for a rapture. And indeed, by waiting, they're getting ready to be captured because Satan is going to take them captive in his own will and his own time. And many of them are already held captive, captive to tradition, captive to dogmas, captive to dogmatic doctrines that cannot be backed or proven by the Bible, doctrines of false names, captive to false names, enslaved with names of blasphemy rather than the name of salvation. And remember, there's only salvation in one name, and by one name only can you have salvation according to Acts 4:11-12. Now, if it's only one name that you can get salvation and there's nothing outside that name that's got salvation, if you're not in that name, the question is, do you have salvation? The same question is, do you have blessings when you break the commandments of Yahweh? No, you don't. I need to say no more. On that hang all the law and the prophets. I can conclude by condensing one commandment into the inter-sacred circle Deuteronomy 27:13, and thee shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Six to curse, and six to bless. Isn't that wonderful? Deuteronomy 27:19, look what happened. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, and all the people shall say amen. These are the curses that come upon Jacob Israel and the house of Israel if they fail to abide within the confines of Mark 12:29. I'm not even going to quote Mark 12:29. If you don't know what it says, then you ought to have the decency and the courage and the energy. If you care, if you don't care, how you going to get to heaven? If you say you love God and you won't keep his commandments, you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. How are you going to get there if you can't prove beyond a shadow of a doubt and a reasonable shadow of a doubt that you love the Father by obedience? Obedience is better than sacrifice. People say, oh, I will, and I did, and I'm saved, glory to God. But you never do nothing for the Father. They're lazy, lifeless.
Well, I don't have any talent, Pastor Buddy. I can't do nothing for the Lord. I ain't got but $5.
Yeah, and you're going to hold on in and choke Mr. Who's on a $5 bill, Lincoln? I don't know. Anyway, I know he's on a penny. So if you have a penny and you want to choke it and you won't give a penny, you certainly won't give $5. If you won't give five, you won't give 10. If you won't give 10, you won't give 20 and so on. And you're known by the amount of charity that you have in your heart. And it takes the gift of helps. And I've just met two wonderful people, and I believe both of them are blessed with the gift of helps. And these people are delightful. They're some of the sweetest, caringest, concerned people. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, the Father's raising up a generation to serve him. They're coming forth to volunteer to support the truth of the ministry of the truth of the sacred circle of the Heavenly Father. Within this sacred circle are nine spiritual gifts. Now, nine is the resurrection building blocks, and oh, I'd love to get into that. I'll get into the mathematical aspects of the sacred circle on the fourth and the final episode of our four-part series, Inside the Sacred Circle. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he have uncovered his father's skirt, and all the people shall say amen. Now, what did Ham do to Noah? He uncovered his father's skirt. He laid with Noah's wife. So it's incense, and there the curse came upon Canaan. Now you see, Canaan, according to Genesis 9 and 10, he went and possessed the land where that Shem was to go. And this is why Shem had the authorization, the seed of Israel, when they came into the land of Canaan. They were permitted to drive him out because Canaan there had mixed and mingled his blood with the Canaanites. And therefore, we get Canaanites exhibited in Genesis chapter 38 by the house of Judah, who went a-whoring after Canaanites and brought in the tares or the serpent or the children of darkness and mingled their blood with adulterated. Cursed is he that lieth with any manner of beast. Deuteronomy 27:21. Now, you say, well, I don't lay with a dog, and I don't lay with a donkey, and I don't lay with an elephant, and I don't lay with a horse, and I've never been guilty of that. That ain't what that's talking about. That word beast there is entirely different from a horse, a donkey, or anything else. This is the beast of the field that has the ability to impregnate woman, and man certainly has the ability to impregnate a woman beast. And there's a lot more to be said on that. But in Deuteronomy 27:22, cursed is he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say amen. These are the curses that were instructed to bring about a curse to be put upon anybody in the house of Israel who would not observe the righteous laws of Yahweh and refrain from evil and choose the good. And he said, behold, in Deuteronomy 11, he said, I said before you this day a blessing and a curse. See, this is all a conditional proposition because the Father wants you to be tried as gold tried in the fire, and only one-third of those who are chosen or selected or called will be chosen. Remember this. One-third of the house of Israel will be refined to be chosen. but all of them are called. Not all Israel is Israel, as it is said in Deuteronomy 27:23, he that lieth with his mother-in-law shall be cursed, and all the people shall say amen. And 24, cursed he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say amen. Deuteronomy 27:25, cursed is he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person, and all shall say amen. Cursed is he that confirmeth, here it is, 27:26, mark it in your Bible. Cursed is he that confirmeth not all the words of the law to do them, and the people shall say amen. James said it is not the hearer that's justified, but it's the doer. And so the royal law is obedience to keep Mark 12:29. That's not a hard thing to do. If you're in love with someone, do you know that it's not hard to sacrifice? You know that that little girl that you met when she was about 16, she had eyes of blue and reddish blonde hair, maybe. Her teeth were pearly white. Her skin was radiant. She glowed. You fell in love. You worked your fingers to the bone. You worked overtime. You took several jobs to fulfill her desires and to provide her with a shelter, food and clothing and security, an automobile, vacation, maybe a second house on the beach, a condo, timeshare. Oh, you ignorant and foolish thing, do you not know that beauty is only skin deep? And seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And if a man have a wife, be as though he had none, that the first thing a woman wants to do is to try you. Of course, if you're foolish enough to sacrifice for the materials, she's smart enough to take it. If you're dumb enough to devote all your life and work your fingers to the bone to make a good provision for the materials and leave off the spiritual food, where she hungers in her soul for you to be a man, to bring the plan, and to step up inside the sacred circle and be a man and declare the word of God with fire and grit. Because that if you won't stand for the truth inside the sacred circle, you'll fall for anything without. And a curse will come upon you, and he that confirmeth not all these words, the curse is already upon you. But it shall come to pass, Deuteronomy 28:15, if you will not hearken to the voice of the Mighty One to observe and do all his commandments. If a man says he loves God and won't keep his commandment, what is the commandment?
Well, under the law, Pastor Buddy, we're not back there anymore. Glory to God. We're freaking out.
That's what my pastor said. Glory to God. Well, let me give you a New Testament commandment. Mark 12:29. I'm going to repeat it again. Go read it. And then become a doer of it. Just don't casually address it and say, and go your separate way and put all your energy somewhere else. Be about your Father's business. Stand up on your feet like a man. Wouldn't it be more worthy to die for a righteous cause being a man than to die like a little whimpering all-timer idiot in some nursing home full of needles? Where you bought into the serpent's plan, you sprayed aluminum deodorant under your arm, you eat out of aluminum utensils, you've drunk so much aspartame that your brain is coated and wired to EMS, and you shake, and you rattle and you roll, but not for the king. Would you rather wind up in some nursing home, or would you rather exercise your mind and your brain eating good, wholesome foods? You see, he said before you, this day a blessing and a curse. If you want to eat pork, that's a scavenger. It's unclean. Causes a cholesterol, high blood pressure, and a lot more worms in your belly. You know what got Herod in trouble? He spoke like a god, and the people gave him glory as one of the speech makers of history, great orator. And he spoke, and seven thunders uttered their voice, and people bowed down and gave allegiance. These great trained serpent seed orators like we've got, they'll shoot up on coke and other devices to enhance their memory and give them strength and power. And their face shines. They look good, saying nice, smooth, enticing things to arouse the people and to stir them up to patriotic fervor. We've had enough of this. It's so sickening that we fall for this every 4 years of our life. We fall for six of evil and a half a dozen of evil. We trade evil for evil. We don't have a good choice anymore because our nation has forsaken the right way and gone in the way of Balaam and received the wages of a curse. Oh, you say, well, I've got plenty of money in the bank. You can't tell me I'm cursed. Money is one of the greatest curses that you ever had without blessings. Woe unto you, James said, for you've laid up your treasures that's cankered. You withholding your wages. See, we're going over to China to get the cheap wages. And your congressmen and senators are getting pocket money by those that persuade in the halls of Congress to vote for certain bills. They say, oh, we shouldn't do that, but that's under the table stuff. And they wax rich, and then they lay these treasures up as a witness against them in the last days that they robbed the poor that have reaped down their fields. The infrastructure of America has been piecemeal destroyed and carried out. The borders are being purposely opened for the immigrants, those who have no inheritance or heritage here in America are coming in like a flood, according to Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 27. And that needs a lot of spiritual pastor buddy interpretation for you. If you go back there and read it and you don't know what it's talking about, you need a preacher to preach to you and show you exactly what's happening here in America right under our nose. Even at this present time, our nation has been destructed and destroyed. With the promise of liberty, we're going quickly to captivity because the enemy's coming in like a flood under the cursed auspices of the wicked, because Jacob Israel, the one that this country was built and given to, are no longer under the blessing pact of the mighty hand of the Almighty Eternal One, but under the curse of those that have defied the good way and walked in the wicked way and gained the wages of Balaam. Because, you see, Satan will pay you handsome. He said to Christ, I'll give you all the treasures of this kingdom of the world, Babylon. Don't you think Christ was tempted? The Bible said he was tempted in all points when he was seen, when he saw the glory, when he saw all of the sin, when he saw all the wicked evil, good. Woe unto them that call good evil and evil good. The day will come, and it's here among us right now. What are we going to do, saints of Yahweh? Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel, according to the prophets that have cried in the streets for centuries. Your God is coming in a flame of fire, taking vengeance. There will be no blessing to the wicked. There'll be no blessings, or there'll be no mercy to you that have eaten, drinking, and sold out with the drunken, and lived in pleasure and wantonness all your life. Wipe your mouth as you adulterate, approve, corruptible, race mixing, ravaging in the streets, homosexual cities, political power bases that these wicked ones have to court to be elected, and then the good church-going people are aroused by some instigated situation to arouse their political or their religious fervor to get out and wave the flag and run to the polls and vote in evil, abominable people that will not even confess the name of the Savior. You notice how many times the name of the Savior falls from their lips. Almost never will they confess a personal Savior. You know why? They don't believe in one. They serve the God of wickedness, of Satan, and the God of forces, and the God of silver, and the God of gold. The power of riches of Babylon that was offered to your Savior, Yahweh Shua, but refused, because when he refused the things that Satan offered him, was he tempted, Pastor Buddy? The Bible said he was tempted in all points. Of course he was tempted. And if he'd have succumbed to the temptation, you wouldn't have had a right to the tree of life. You wouldn't have no right into the sacred circle of what we're talking about. Deuteronomy 28:19, you shall be cursed in the city, cursed in the field, cursed in the basket, cursed in the store. Deuteronomy 28:16-18, cursed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your land, the increase of your cattle, and the flocks of your sheep. Cursed. Who's the tail now? Israel. Who's working in the fields? For the immigrants are now ascending into the jobs of favor. Whose motel are you sleeping in tonight, America? You sleep well at Harry Johnson's? Oh, my. It's a Holiday Inn, you know. We're in a Holiday Inn. This week is Memorial Day. You know what the Bible says about the dead, serving the dead, or worshiping the dead. You know what it is on Easter Sunday morning, and we're talking about stones in a circle? And people write and tell me, well, Pastor Buddy, that sure sounds like witchcraft to me. Glory to God. Now, I don't know about this salt circle thing you've got going here. And you saying I'm supposed to build an altar and make a circle of stones and write the names of the 12 tribes of Israel and put salt around it, glory to God, and get in there and offer up some fire to the Father and make my request. No, that, yep, that's what the Bible says to do. Gilgal, oh my heavens, I ain't got time to get into this. Praise Yahweh. I just wish I had. I wish I had 3 hours where I could really, you know, by the time I get ready and turned on, I have to get off the air because I've only got about 55 minutes to get my message in. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not enough time just to lay a foundation of thought for you. But I apologize that we don't have more time and that we are running on a short track here instead of a long track. You know, some preachers can get on shortwave and it's very expensive. And they're on there every day for 3 or 4 hours a day. How they do this? And they don't ever tell you nothing but disinformation. How bad this nation is. They don't have any remedy to how to right and to regain the blessings. You know why? Because they don't have the formula. They don't have the inside sacred revelation. Deuteronomy 28:19, cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall be when you leave. You ever felt like that? No wonder we're the head and the tail and not the head. And our enemy, who is ruling over us, take a look, ladies and gentlemen, at the leadership of this country. Not to be critical, I love our position of president. I just don't like the actions and deeds of our president. We're now spread abroad. Our armies are already out in foreign lands. We have the worst reputation in the world. We're disgraced around the world and hated because we're supporting one little group of people that already own 97% of the wealth, and they're using that. And men of great stature here in America, great leaders, have sold out for filthy lucre to retire someplace and take their ease in Zion. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a day coming. Deuteronomy 28:19. It shall come to pass that when he heareth the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I have peace. That's what they're doing. They have really cursed us with selling out our rights, our liberties, our freedom, and our Constitution. Or our congressmen and senators, they get us politically stirred and motivated. the Democrats come out on one side, and we get sick of them after four to eight years. We can't hardly stomach it. We just had 8 years of the Democrats, and I'll tell you, I was about ready to puke. Vomit is a proper word. I'm just a Tennessee boy. Now we've got Bush for 4 years. I'm about ready to do it again. Are you? Yes. The nation is now in a mood to change again. Why? Because this is a planned, chaotic order purposely perpetrated upon the unsuspecting sheep who are dumb and led away with the error of the wicked, and a curse has been placed upon them. Should they see to hear the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I have peace, and though I walk in the imagination of my heart to add drunkenness to thirst, the Lord, Yahweh, shall not spare him, but the anger of Yahweh and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall fall upon him, and Yahweh shall blot his name from under the heaven. And Yahweh shall separate him unto the evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in the book of this law, enacted upon a sacred circle. Let's take back our power. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got some wonderful news this week of brethren that have built altars and how they have worked, some miraculous testimonies of how the Father has done great things for those who have obeyed that form of doctrine delivered to them. You see, this thing wasn't done in a corner. We don't have no excuses to know how to worship and align an altar. Now, final scripture. I'm going quickly because, you see, next Sunday night, we're going to get into, this is a scripture that is worth looking into, if you will. And it's good that we do look into these scriptures and that we take account in 2 Chronicles 13, verse 5. I'll close it with this one. Are you not to know that Yahweh, your mighty one, of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons, that's his offspring, that's us, I hope, by a covenant of salt forever. Salt is a preservative, salt is white, salt is right, and salt that has lost its savor is fit for nothing to be trodden out. Those that break his laws and go a-whoring are under the curse. Those that will keep them and return to him will return to the blessings he's got laid up for them. A blessing if you serve me, a curse if you don't. Well, that's my message tonight. I'll be back with part four next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR. It's been my blessing and my pleasure to be with you tonight. May the good man above, our eternal Father, bless you with all understanding. If you'd like to know how to build an altar, write me tonight. I'll give you the instructions, and I'll walk you through it. Matter of fact, I've walked people through them using a cell phone, with a modern invention of a cell phone, and they built an altar while I was on the telephone with them and instruct them where to place their stones and what names to put on them, what direction to point it in, how to use the compass, and how to curse their enemies, and how to bless their brothers. Now, if you'd like to write for more information, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Let me give it to you again. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. My telephone number, if you'd like to call me tonight, is area code 423-626-2172. Now, I've got about 3 or 4 minutes left here. Now, let me tell you something. If you'd like to call Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, or Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320, and pledge support to our ministry tonight. Dr. Jack, Dr. Gary, and myself, Pastor Buddy, will be more than grateful. If you would like to send the funds to me to earmark them, to send to Dr. Gary, we need your help. We need more radio time. Help me to get 2 hours on Sunday night. Praise Yahweh. And I'm sure that WWCR would appreciate giving more Christian time to preach the Bible. So do that and help the truth and help those. Now, let me also remind you, next Sunday night, I will be on part four, the final part. I'm ending this too quick, but I've got to move on to another subject. And so if you'd like to know how to build an altar, you can actually build a little portable altar right in your living room or your little apartment where you're at. I can tell you how to do that. And you need to understand how to do that. Now, quickly, again, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. Write me, call me, or send me an email. This is Pastor Buddy. I'll see you next Sunday night on the Mighty Voice of WWCR. And that's in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll see you. May the Father bless you. Thank you.